Okay. How about these large galvanized things, these 20-gallon cans?
We call them galvanized cans. And, no, just big garbage cans.
Okay. And how about a thing used for frying eggs?
Skillet.
And how about one that's electric, that's run by electricity?
That's an electric skillet or a frying pan. When I got married, I would say frying pan.
Okay. And a heavy iron vessel used for boiling cabbage or potatoes?
That's the broiler.
Just a big open thing?
Oh, pot. Mm-hmm.
And how about one that, what do you use to heat water for tea?
Teapot.
And in the song, Polly put the what on, we'll all have tea. Polly put the...
Put the water on?
No. Yeah, but see, well, this is another word. It's like a pot. It's a word that you might not use.
Oh, probably put the kettle on.
Yeah.
In fact, that's what I was trying to think of when I said teapot, kettle.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you, at the table, you have a knife, fork, and...
Spoon.
And you put cut flowers in a...
In a vase.
And a permanent refuse construction, I don't know if you have these in Gary, but in Chicago, out in the alley, they have these things made of concrete, cement, you know, constructions for garbage.
Right.
And they drive down the alley and take the stuff out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have those in Gary?
A few of them.
What are they called? What would you call one of those?
I don't know.
Okay.
What do you call it?
Would you?
They call it a pit, an open pit. That's right. I'm recalling my childhood now with these words coming up.
A what?
I'm recalling childhood days.
Yeah,
sure. A kettle. I haven't used that in a long time.
After a dinner, your wife might clear the table. She says, "Now I have to
clear the table."
And then I have to.
Wash the dishes. I have to wash them.
And she takes a dish under the soapy water, and then she holds it under the
faucet,
and she
rinses it. She rinses it off, I would say.
Okay. And what might be used to take pieces of food off the dish? You know, a piece of cloth or rag?
Yeah, dish towel, dish rag.
Would you use dish towel for that too?
Or
would that be for drying the dishes?
That would be for drying the dishes.
Repeat it, say it again.
A dish towel for drying the dishes.
Okay. And the and in the bathroom, a larger one, you call the...
Bath towel.
And a smaller one in the bathroom.
Would be called a face towel.
And a something you put soap on when you wash your face. Piece of cloth or rag.
Face rag? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now you gave me faucet for that. How about on a barrel? A similar thing on a barrel.
Spigot.